Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi. Maseches Menachos Daf Lamed Ches. We begin a brand new perek, Perek Hatchilas, which will discuss the various halachos regarding tzitzis. Okay, as we know, the tzitzis is really comprised of two types. We have the right strings and the blue strings. The time of the Beis HaMikdash, they knew exactly what the tchelis was, where the dye originated, what type of creature it would be taken from. Throughout the generations, it was lost from us and forgotten. And actually, recently they discovered there were many attempts at trying to figure out exactly what the tchelos was. It was the Radzina's discovery, a certain kind of fish, and most recently there was a certain type of snail, murex, that was somewhat determined, perhaps, to have been the source of the tchelos of the blue, this unique blue dye. In fact, I heard that Reb Belsky Zatzal had started wearing this type of tchelis towards the end of his life, and I heard about it, and then I saw it myself one day. He was in Toronto a couple of months before his patira. He came to speak at a shuvu get together, and I walked him home, and he sat down. He lifted his kapata and he would do it only sort of in a concealed manner. He didn't want to display it. So towards the end of his life, he started wearing a long frock, and this way it would cover the strings, so it wouldn't be noticeable. And I noticed when he was sitting down, it sort of got lifted, and I noticed the blue in his tzitzis. So he apparently did adopt this position that the dye of this murex snail is in fact the most likely candidate for tchelis, and to the point that he actually started wearing it. In any case, so ideally the tzitzis is comprised of two colors, the white strings and the blue. What if you have one, not the other? As most of us today, right? It says the Mishnah, tchelis, the presence of the tchelis, or the absence of the tchelis, eidam akeves, will not hold back as a love and the white. So you can have the white without the blue. And vice versa, love and enim akav satchilas. Likewise, regarding the two tefillins, tefillah shal yad, enim akav eshal roish. The tefillah shal yad does not hold back. If one only had the eshal roish available, so he puts on the eshal roish and he gets that mitzvah. And vice versa, eshal roish, the eshal roish is not going to hold back fulfillment and laying of the shal yad. Enim akav eshal yad. Says the Gemara. The Mishnah seems to indicate that blue and white are essentially independent of each other. It would appear that our Mishnah, which considers them separate, is not like Rebbe, the Sanya. According to Rebbe, it's one package, inseparable. You can't have one without the other. Take a look at it. The group of strings. Blue and white together. Muhammad, we learn from this pasuk. Isa is singular, it's one single inseparable package. You can't have one without the other. They're not critical for each other. My time the Rebbe, why is Rebbe saying that you are the chsiv? The pasuk begins with the white strings. Pasuk says, Asulahem tzitzis al kanfei vigdehem. Right? Hakanaf, speaking about the corner of the actual beged, minkanaf, that's the white. Similar in color to the white garment. The garment is typically white. It's a reference to the white strings. The pasuk continues, uksiv psil dechelas, the blue string. Then the pasuk says, v'marachmanu risim v'yisoy, take a look and observe it. It means blue and white together as one. Ad ikat arvayu v'chad. Once you have them both together, you have nothing. Rabbanan disagree, risim v'yisoy is singular. Kol chad uchudei mashma. Actually, it's referring to each one separately. Okay, in any case, Lehm must listen like a Rebbe, so our Mishnah, which seems to say that they're separate, you can have one without the other, is not like Rebbe. Amar Rabbi Dama Rav, I feel the Rabbi, it will work even according to Rabbi. The Mishnah is not speaking that there's one missing. The Mishnah is speaking about sequence. In what order do you attach the strings to the baguette? The Sanya is one's in a brisa. Mitzvah lahaktim lovin l'tcheles. Since the white is referred to in the pasuk first, right? So it's a mitzvah to put the white before the and followed by the blue. Mitzvah lahaktim lovin l'tcheles. V'miktim tcheles lovin yotza. If he did it the other way around, first blue and then white, it's okay. I mean, it works. Elo shechisr mitzvah, but he's missing the mitzvah. My chisr mitzvah. What does that mean? He's missing the mitzvah. Ilam v'chisr mitzvah lovin. You mean that he's missing now on the white? V'kiyum mitzvah tcheles, he's fulfilling the mitzvah of tcheles, but he missed that on the lovin. It's not going to work because lovin came second, came out of order. So basically you're saying that you could be mekayim blue without the white. Again, that's not like Rebbe. Rebbe, ikubi mi'akav adadi. According to Rebbe, they're both critical, right? They're essential for each other. They're not inseparable. They're not separable. They're totally one entity. Amar Rav Rav, no, we mean shechiser mitzvah as a mitzvah. He missed out some part of the mitzvah, but he did the other part. Umay chiser mitzvah. What do we mean? He missed out the le'avad mitzvah min amufcha. He didn't do the preferred mitzvah. So technically, even out of order, it works. But he didn't. You know, he didn't get the order right. He didn't get that aspect of the mitzvah. And that's what our Mishnah means as well. So when the Mishnah begins and says, "Atchilas einam akev es alavan," es alavan, ve'einam akev es atchilas. In the second half, the Mishnah means v'alavan, the sequencing, the placing of the lavan before the atchilas as required. If it's not done that way, einam akev es atchilas, it's not going to hold back the atchilas. Meaning, even if it does the atchilas first, it can still work. That explains the second half of that statement. What about the first part of that sentence? Hatchilas eino ma'akevas is alavan. So, accordingly, you would learn that the presence of the tchilas, or the absence of it, will not hold back the white. Well, actually, the white is meant to go first, before the tchilas, as you just told me. So you've explained the second part of the statement, according to your analogy, but it's not going to fit with the first part of the statement of the Mishnah. The first part of the sentence will not fit. Okay, so that's the Gemara's next kasha. Ateinach lovan. That explains the second part of that sentence. Lovan de'inayim akas atcheles. If it's out of order. But what about the first part of that sentence? Tcheles de'inayim akas lovan. Mai. What does the Mishnah mean by that? Omar Rami Racham. Let me explain. Le'nitzruchel talas shakul tcheles. The first part is speaking that it's a blue, completely blue garment. In which case you meant to put the blue first. It switches the order because the first one is meant to correspond to the color of the baguette. So typically it's white and then blue, but here it's blue and then white. And that's what the Mishnah means. If you switch the order, it still works. Itmar Nami, we learn likewise. Omar Le Levi. Levi turned to the Amora Shmuel. Shmuel Aryeh, he called him king, Aryeh. Rashi says, because we paskin like Shmuel and Dine Momenes. It's like a king, he had supreme authority and that. So he addressed him in a very endearing, respectful manner, and he says, "Look, I have a question of you. Don't sit down akarach on your legs. I mean, don't sit down. I need you to explain to me the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah mean? Amar leis, he says like this. So first he explained the second half of that sentence, as we did before. We're talking about a sadin. Sadin is a white garment, a white sheet. The mitzvah of lovin b'reish. In this case, white threads go first because that's the color of the my time of why hakanaf min kanaf. The pasuk first relates to the type which is similar to the beged min kanaf, the white, and then the blue. And if you switched it around, Mishnah is saying it's okay. The actim. If he did the blue first, it still works. Okay, so again, that suffices for the second half of that sentence. Tenach, that explains lavan de'enoy ma'akos atchilas, the absence of the white will not invalidate the blue that came first. Okay, so even though it's out of order, but the first part of that sentence, which is tchilas de'enoy ma'akos lavan, what's that talking about? Amar lei, From Machamus, he says, yeah, like we said before, in Israel, we're talking about a blue garment. In which case, its sequence is reversed. It's blue and then white, and if you didn't do so, it still works. The mitzvah, because in this case, is required to precede the blue over the white, like do me tchelas parisha. Why? Because in this case the garment is blue, da kanav min kanav, be active, but if he switched the order and he first did the white, love and parisha, less than both works. Amar Rava. Rava is unhappy with this whole color scheme. He says, the pasuk speaks about the strings which are similar to the garment. It's unrelated to color. Color is superficial. We're talking about the type of material. Basically, what he's saying is, since typically, Rashi explains like this, since typically things are white, that's what the pasuk means. Roiv talisus levonis. Most materials are white. So it's always going to be white. White is determined as the first one in, period. Irrespective of your particular garment, you happen to be blue or red, doesn't matter. White is always going to go first. So the white strings go first regardless. So this whole analogy of the Mishnah doesn't work. Amar Rav Midi Tziva Kagarim. Does color play a role here? Elam Rav says, let me tell you Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, blue is not miyakev the white, and vice versa. Linsa, we're talking that I got worn down. The strings were properly sized to begin with, and you know how tzitzis, you know, they get worn out, they get clipped and chipped and shortened and right, snapped. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Mishnah is talking el gardumen, leftovers. The gardem tchelas v'koy loven. If the tchelas got snapped off, and the loven is still there. Or vice versa, the gardem loven v'koy tchelas. The loven got snapped, and the tchelas is still there. Last lama, there's no concern, meaning it still works. Am rechia, as we learn from rechia. The bnei rechia toras. Gardume tchelas ksherim, gardume ezek ksherim. The leftovers of the tchelas are still okay, and leftovers of the grass used to spray the paraduma water is also fine. Okay, now what's the minimum allowance? I mean, snapped till what? What's left? Become a shir gardum. What's still considered remnants that you can still reckon with? Amar Ram, Rabbi Barhar Duri, Amar Shmuel. Yeah, there is some minimum size that's still considered functional and is considered present. Kleila Anvan. The shortened string must have enough length within it to, that it theoretically can be used to potentially wrap the other ones in. Tie a simple bow around the other ones. Now the question is, we talk about bowing the other ones. So all the rest, so this short one is meant to have enough length that can wrap around all the other seven, or just around itself is enough. Look, the anvon means the anvon kul ba'adodi, to wrap them all together, that's a lot. Or kol chanuch chanuchodei, to wrap just one at a time. Take it, we leave it unresolved. Boy Ravashi. Boy Ravashi. Ali me delay me anvi. Now let's say this leftover shortened string is a thick type of string. Delay me anvi, in which case it's cumbersome to wrap, it's not going to really wrap properly. It has the length, but because of its thickness, it doesn't work. If you have a katina, if they were, in fact, thin, they would work. He would be able to tie them around the wrist. My, what's the halacha? Amar Leisi says, of course, it's better. It's thicker. It's more substantial. It's more present. Amar Leisi of Achbei the Rav Rashi, of course, Koshkan, of course, certainly, the minkar mitzvah sayu, their presence, the mitzvah tzitzis is more noticeable in this case. Of course, it works. Okay, so let's do a quick recap. We have Shitas Rebbe, that Tchelas and Lavan are one inseparable package, one mitzvah, Risa Moisoi. So when the Mishnah says blue can go without the white and vice versa, it cannot be that originally it was blue without the white because you need them as one. Rather, either, we have two ways to understand, either it's a question of sequencing or it's a question of remnants. Uman Tana de Polagli de Rebbe, continues the Gemara, who's the authority that disagrees with Rebbe, that holds that Tchelas and Lavan are not really one mitzvah. You can have one without the other. Let's put a name to the face. Haitanu the following shita, the Tanya or Bitzok Omer, let's say he's missing the blue like today, we don't have the Mata Lovin, he does the white. So you can have the white without the blue. Amar Rava. Let's go back for a minute to the Garudumin, the remnants, right? So we have a set of strings, right? And we said that the string was clipped and snapped almost till the beginning, right? But a little left over, then it's enough for it to wrap around the rest of the works. Now, let's realize something. Suppose there's only one knot, right? We have the gdil, right? We have the anaf, right? Since it's made of two parts. The parts are sort of braided and, you know, circled and wrapped and knotted. And we have the loose-hanging string. That's the anaf, like the branch of the tree. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem. So if the string, any given string, was snapped till almost the bottom, evidently he broke loose of the knot, right? That's at the end of the gedil leading into the anaf. So suppose there's only one knot. I mean, we do several knots, we do five knots, but the Gemara now will discuss whether or not you have to do multiple knots and prove that you do, because suppose the tzitzis only has one knot where the gedil meets the anaf, and now the shortened string is even shorter than that. Apparently that knot came apart. There's no knot left. It's a loose hanging string. Oh, says Rava, we can prove from the halacha of Garadum that there are multiple knots. Amar Rava Shmamana, Sarach Likshar, Al Kol Chuli V'Chuli, there must be a knot. After every Chuli, Chuli is the sets of revolutions, of wrappings, right? We do 7, 8, 11, and 13. So at the end of each one, you have to knot it. So even if strings got shortened beyond, below the first, the last knot, they'll still have backup knots to keep them in place, right? Because otherwise there are no additional backup knots. How do you explain the halacha of Garadumin? I mean, once you get shortened past the knot, everything falls, it unravels. We just learned from Ne'er Abchia, Garadumin Tchelas Kshen, the leftovers are kosher, but Garadumin Ezek Kshen, well, given the Ishtar Le'iloi, once the upper knot, Rashi says, we call this one the upper knot because we're viewing it from this direction, we're holding it up and examining it. So once the upper knot between the gedil and the anaf unravels, the whole thing's going to come apart. Apparently there are backup knots as well. Because once the upper one unravels, the whole thing gets unraveled. So does that prove that there are several knots? Then with the ikter, no, perhaps typically you don't have to make multiple knots, but I'm talking about in this particular case he did, and that's why it works. But who says it's required? The Amar Rava, this is another halacha from Rava, Shmamino, we can learn from the following halacha that relates to tzitzis. Let's learn another point. That Kesher Olyan Deraisa, that the knot, right, that connects the strings to the tzitzis, is required ben haTorah. Why? Because otherwise, it's not like the Rabbanon. If it's only with the Rabbanon, but ben haTorah, you can just insert the strings through the corner and just let her hang or whatever. So then, we all know that there is a special allowance to wear kelaim in a mitzvah tzitzis setting, right? You can have a linen, you know, material, linen garment with wool threads, right? And the Torah allows it. But if there's no real knot, there's no real tying going on, there's no real connectivity, it's not really a combined entity, it's not kalayim anyways. The fact that the Torah has to go out of its way to allow kalayim by tzitzis is the biggest indicator. Those strings are meant to be tied, knotted onto that garment, which would typically present a kalayim situation, which is allowed by tzitzis. Okay, so that's his point. It's like a dialogue of the Rabbanon, because if this whole knotting requirement is only the Rabbanon, and the Raisa could just let them hang loosely, my Yisroch Lemishri, why do we have to allow sadene, linen garment, but tzitzis, to allow the wool tzitzis on a linen garment? Pshita, of course, what's the problem? Hatoichev tchifa achas in a chibur. There's no real connection anyways. Toichev tchifa achas means, let's say you have a a piece of material, a wool and a piece of linen, and you put it together and you run a thread through it just one way. That's tchifach, that's one insertion. Or like in this case, the string is going just through the hole. That's not a real connection, that's not a real combination. El shma mino deraisa. Oh, the fact that we have to allow kalayim, apparently because there is a proper connection here, but deraisa, you have to tie the strings to the beged to mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. Okay, so in a nutshell, we have Shitas Rebbe, the Tchilas and Lavan are one entity, they're ma'ak of each other. When the Mishnah says it's not really, we're just talking about a question of sequencing, which strings we'll put in first, which one's the second, first the white and then the blue, but even if it wasn't, it still works. But of course, we're talking about that both the blue and white are actually present at the end of the day. Another pshat would be that originally they were there, but then they got trimmed. That's called Gardumim. If there's still enough left over, it still is considered a proper tzitzis. You have Shitas Rabbanan who say, well, you can have one without the other, love them without tchelis, and vice versa. Yisim o'iso is each one separate. We spoke about the requirements to do the kesher olyin deraisa, and perhaps even additional ksharim along the other route. All the best to you and hatzlacha, Rabbi.